talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
You know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
You know, we've seen three glowing figures out in the field. It seemed like their heads were glowing.
This is Jim.
Hey, and this is Mike.
Be sure to listen to
the Jim and Mike Talk Podcast.
Two Gen Xers walk into a bar
to talk about music
and what moves them.
You can find us on iTunes, Spotify,
and our host site, Podbean.
And now, on to the Paranormal Patriot.
Howdy ho, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, I am your gracious host. My name is Tom Velasquez. Great show in store for you today because it's the segue into the Halloween season. This is the show, and I got this with a little help from my friends, Jim Thatcher of Jim and Mike Talk Podcast. Sent me a message saying, hey, love the shows. Maybe this time of year we should start segueing into half political, half paranormal. That was kind of the plan, but, you know, my listeners, they get what they want. So, this show, we're going to do the first half of it, kind of a current events, maybe a political type of thing. And then we're going to move into some paranormal encounters, paranormal audio clips that you need to hear. And we're going to talk about this New Jersey UFO sighting that has everybody talking all over the ufology circle. So, great show for today. And I'm just going to jump into the show with a simple comment. I could not be a police officer in today's world. My hat goes off. Not that I didn't respect you guys before, but to any police officers out on the beat today, you have my utmost respect. Because right now, there is an outright war against police officers. We've seen the video in Los Angeles where a person comes up and just starts firing into a parked police car. How these officers were not killed is beyond me. But the mentality is right now that the police officers are the enemy. My wife and my daughter are out vacationing, going to see my daughter's boyfriend out in Phoenix. He's in the Air Force. And they fly into Phoenix, and then the first morning across their phone, they get a code blue. And she's like, what is a code blue? And so she goes to somebody there at the hotel. She's like, what is a code blue? Oh, that means there's been an officer shooting. Well, what happened is in the city of Phoenix, while my wife was there in Phoenix, a 17-year-old kid gets out of a car, gets out of the passenger side of a car, walks right up to a patrol car and lets loose with an AK-47. Unbelievably, every shot missed. Now, that bodes well for when the revolution or the Civil War comes, because this is what we're up against. A guy point-blank range from an officer can't hit him with a full clip of an AK-47. Thank God he didn't hit him, but this is what we're up against. So they caught one guy, and my wife was going to the store, and she was calling me, and she's like, oh my gosh, what is going on here? They had blocks cordoned off in Phoenix, where she was. It's not safe right now to be an officer, and we have got an outright war on our hands if you are an officer of the law. You are not being respected by the Antifa, by the BLM, by, let's call the spade the spade. You are not being respected by the Democrats of this country. The people on the left side of the aisle, the people with the Biden signs, the people that hate America, the people that hate authoritarianism, They despise the police officers. I just read an article. The Minneapolis City Council is, and you can't make this up. I literally had to look at who is writing this article because I thought it was from The Onion. But this is a legit article. The Minneapolis, Minnesota City Council is flabbergasted, in shock, that the crime rate in that city has skyrocketed. I mean, honestly, what do you expect? You have defunded and dismantled the police department in the city of Minneapolis. What do you expect is going to happen? People are going to become lawless. People are going to take the law into their own hands. And how you can be that absolutely brain dead dumb that you can't put two and two together? Well, the crime rate didn't go up until we defunded and dismantled the police department. This is what we're up against. We're up against a portion of this country that wants to dismantle and get rid of police departments in general. Okay, so who are you going to call? Somebody's breaking into your house. Are you calling social services? Hey, before you break down that door, can you hold on? I've got somebody coming here. No, it's not the police. They don't exist anymore. It's a counselor. Yeah, just sit on that chair right there on the porch. We'll talk this out. Do you really think that's going to happen? No. You are giving criminals free rein. But what you're also doing is you're giving law-abiding family men and women free rein. You come onto my property, I'm shooting you. You're going into the Old West mentality again. And honestly, do you hear the Democrats really pushing for the stoppage of the defunding of the police? Do you really hear them pushing for the stopping of the rioting, the protesting, the looting, the assaults? No. This is part of their plan. This is the dismantling of America. You create chaos in the streets of America. You pit neighbor against neighbor. You pit family member against family member. A nation divided cannot stand. And ladies and gentlemen, we are divided, and we are divided sharply right in the middle. You have essentially got the Midwest and the Central Plains, basically the Bible Belt of this country, complete conservative. They should outnumber the coast, the East and West Coast, but they don't. Because you have Los Angeles, you have New York. You know, I've said it before, I'll say it again because it holds true. It's an actual fact. You take out New York and Los Angeles, Donald Trump wins in a landslide, not only in electoral votes, but in popular vote. This is the whole reason why the Electoral College is in play, because literally every election would be determined by New York and Los Angeles. You look at every state, you look at every major city that has had looting, rioting, assaults, you will find one thing in common. They are all democratically run. The Republican mayors, the Republican governors, they are not going to allow this to happen. They put their foot down. You look at Baltimore, you look at Chicago, you look at New York, these predominantly inner city areas are just completely run down. And you can put Detroit in that category. However, Detroit over the years has gotten a bad rap, and a lot of it is self-inflicted. Detroit was a cesspool. I'll admit it. I love Detroit. I love going downtown Detroit. But I got to tell you, the last decade or so, Detroit has made a major, major turnaround. Do you hear of riots in Detroit? No. The reason for that is the chief of police in Detroit has basically said, listen, we will not stand for this type of action that's going on in Portland, in Seattle, in Chicago, in New York, in Georgia, in Lancaster, in Kenosha. We will not stand for that. You will be arrested. You will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, and you will go to jail. They put their foot down with, and this is a big one, the mayor's blessing. There hasn't been any issues in Detroit. You go to Oregon, Portland. The mayor of Portland, Kate Brown, they're just like, look, these people have a voice, and they should be able to express their voice and their frustration with the Trump administration. I mean, they're letting this happen. So basically, these rioters, they may get arrested by the police. And this is why I say it is so hard to be a police officer this day. If you're not getting shot at, you have nobody backing you. These officers will arrest these rioters, these looters, these assaulters, these murderers, and they're back out on the street. They're just like, nope, charges dropped. See ya. And they're back out on the street creating more mayhem. And this is what the Democrats want to do. I mean, to be a cop nowadays, not only do you have to dodge bullets, but the people that are shooting at you are the ones considered heroes. How wrong is that? So you're dodging bullets from people that are considered heroes because they are taking out a cop. Plus, you have the mayors, the governors that don't back you, that are out protesting, Kate Brown, Isler, the guy in Washington, Gretchen Whitmer, protesting against police violence, protesting with BLM. How does that make them feel? There's a reason why cops are quitting, cops are retiring, cops are just walking off the job. This job does not pay nearly enough. They put their lives on the line every day for scraps, and now they don't even get the support of their so-called leaders. I have a good friend of mine who is a police officer. He runs the police academy here in Michigan, one of them in Michigan, and he said right now they can barely fill a class. There is going to be a huge, and this isn't decades down the road. This isn't even a decade down the road. This is in the next couple years. There is going to be a huge, huge shortfall of police officers in this country. So this lawlessness, this violence that you're seeing right now, I don't see it ending. Unless somebody comes in like Donald Trump and says, we're done with this. You are homegrown terrorists. You are domestic terrorists in my book, and we have every right to take you out. And that's what BLM and Antifa are. They're domestic terrorists. Look, if ISIS came in and started burning buildings, assaulting people, taking over areas of a city, would people stand for that? No, they would be up in arms. We got to get rid of these terrorists. So why is it okay for a bunch of entitled little participation trophy brats to be able to do that? Why is that all right for them? But, you know, ISIS does it. Well, you know, they're not from this country. They are terrorists. Guess what? Antifa and BLM are terrorists also. So for all my police officer friends, all of my first responders, you know, a couple months ago, you were being praised. Everybody was like, thank you, first responders. Now you're being ostracized. You are being judged. You are being shot at and, unfortunately, killed. All because the Democrats want to create chaos before the election. How does that make you feel? Really, how does that make you feel? There is no other reason that this is happening other than the fact that the Democrats want to create chaos to make Trump look bad. Again, this goes to they don't care who dies. They don't care how much property lost. They don't care how many businesses are ruined, how many lives are ruined, as long as they can get power. This is the party that people look up to. Half the country looks up to these people. This is ridiculous. And people wonder why I get so infuriated with Democrats, because they can't think for themselves. Any logical thinking human being on the planet can see that this is a political game to try and make Trump look bad, to do something to create instability on Trump's part prior to the election that they can jump on. And don't think they're not doing it, because every time you talk about it, or every time Joe Biden comes out of his basement and talks, well, Donald Trump isn't the leader. Look at all these riots. And then when people started questioning, well, Joe, you haven't condemned these riots. And then he saw his polls numbers start to drop. He's like, well, I condemn these riots. These are unlawful. Yeah, it doesn't work that way, Joe. Donald Trump has been on the forefront from the get-go saying, listen, I'm letting the states handle this, but this is not going to be tolerated. The states have to call Donald Trump and say, hey, we need the National Guard to come in and help us. These Democratic-controlled states are not doing it. They refuse to do it because they want this insurrection They want this violence. They want this instability. And trust me, just like the coronavirus, after November, this stuff is gone. It's just gone. And then these Antifa and BLM jackasses that are out causing all this havoc, they're going to be like, wait, what happened to our movement? And the Democrats and George Soros and BLM and Antifa leaders are just going to say, well, you know, we either did what we tried to accomplish, or, well, there's no point in doing it now. It's not going to change anything. He's here for four more years. So, again, by the end of the year, coronavirus, all these riots, all this uprising, all these insurrections, they're gone. Mark my words, they're going to come up with something else. Something else is going to take the news headlines away from all this anarchy and from all this coronavirus crap. And then, you know, the people that listen to the media nonstop, they're not even going to question it. They're not even going to ask, well, wait, what happened to all the coronavirus? Did it fix itself? They're not even going to care, because all they do is read, hear what the news has to say, and that is their life. That's a sorry life, I'm telling you. That is such a sorry life. But there are some people that do that. There's a lot of people that do that, and they're called liberals, libtards. So to all my officer friends, thank you. I can't thank you enough. You put your life on the line every day for every single one of us. And the Paranormal Patriot here, he backs the blue, and he will back the blue till the end. You know, you hear, oh, you can't just cluster all these protesters in because of a few bad apples. Funny you could do that with officers, right? You got a few bad officers, but now every officer's racist. It's funny how that works, the double standard, but that's how America is right now. So let's move on to another story. Oh, hey, we got a good story here from my home state of Michigan, as if this is going to be a surprise. Now, I've told you from the get-go that mail-in voting is nothing but a sham. It's a scam to basically screw the election for Trump. Well, in the state of Michigan, the Democrat Secretary of State misprinted Trump's tickets on the ballots for the troops. So any of these ballots going out to the troops, they were wrong. So Jocelyn Benson, who has endorsed Joe Biden and spoke at the Democratic National Convention, apparently made the error. The ballot listed Jeremy Cohen as Trump's running mate. The problem is Cohen is running for vice president on the Libertarian ticket with Joe Jorgensen. Mike Pence's name, who is the vice president, was not even listed. Which basically, in a way, I guess makes these ballots invalid. So all of these ballots that were sent out to troops overseas are null and void. And it was just an honest mistake. Okay. Yeah, okay. If you want to believe that, that's fine. But this is the problem with mail-in balloting. This is where it starts. Now, a couple shows ago, I listed the branches of military and their support for Donald Trump. And I mentioned that I was very, very surprised that the Army, the Air Force, the Navy were well below 50%. The only one that was over 50%, I think it was 65%, was the Marines. And I received a ton of emails saying, Tom, I don't know where you're getting those numbers, but they're wrong. Now, I got those numbers from a Georgetown University survey. Now, in my defense, prior to me announcing those numbers, I did say I'm not 100% convinced about Georgetown University because they're a pretty liberal university. But I received numerous emails from members of our military, every branch, telling me, Tom, I don't know where these numbers are coming from, but these numbers are wrong. There are at least 3 out of 4 people that support Donald Trump. Everybody in the military realizes what this president has done for the military. The ones that have been in a long time saw what Obama did to this military. And Trump came in and gave us our respect and the fear of the United States military. He gave it back to us. He gave us the budget. He gave us the materials we need to be the most powerful nation in the world. That was just, in a nutshell, the sentiment from a lot of these military members that were just appalled by the numbers I gave them. But those were the numbers according to Georgetown University. And now I don't know who they were surveying, but again, Georgetown University is a hugely liberal university, so they're not going to make anything look good on Trump's part. But if you're a soldier that is stationed overseas or away from Michigan and your residence is listed as Michigan, the ballot you received from our Secretary of State is wrong, therefore nullifying your voice. It's just a coincidence, honestly. Because Georgetown University says the number of troops that actually support Donald Trump through the military, not even 50%, so it doesn't even matter. Those of you in Michigan, your vote doesn't matter. Be it an oversight, an error, or an intentional error, yeah, couldn't see this one coming, could you? Let's move on to, this one here, another Michigan story. Hey, 2020, you can suck it, okay? 2020, for the majority of us, has been horrible. Now, in Michigan, Michiganders, this is according, and this tells you, I get my news stories from all sources. This is from CNN. Michiganders urged to stay indoors as officials race to stop the spread of a dangerous mosquito-borne disease. Not only are Michigan health officials dealing with the coronavirus, but they're also trying to contain the spread of a rare mosquito-borne illness. Authorities are urging people to stay indoors after dark and protect themselves from mosquito bites after a resident in Berry County was suspected of having Eastern equine encephalitis, EEE, which is a potentially deadly illness. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services announced the suspected case of EEE on Tuesday. So Michigan health officials are telling residents across this state to limit your outdoor activities, limit your activities after dark, limit your social interactions. Hey, you're in Michigan, people. You have no outdoor activities. You have no social interaction because we have Governor Whitmer, or should I say Fuhrer Whitmer, who doesn't want us to do anything. Hey, the Big Ten season of football is starting up. Guess who can't have any fans in the seats? Everybody else can have a limited amount, but Michigan, nope. High school football has been played again, or is being played again. Guess what? They have to wear a mask, one on their face. Somebody said they're wearing them on their helmets. I'm going to say that's false, but I wouldn't put it behind or put it above our governor to say so. Our gyms are now open. I just started going back to the gym today. You have to wear a mask while working out. Do you know how absolutely horrible it is to wear a mask? And I'm, you know what? I'm tired of hearing these doctors showing me, oh, I can run a mile in this mask without any ill effects. Great. I can't. I kind of put on the COVID 50, so I'm not really in shape. So regardless if I'm wearing a mask or not, I'm going to be huffing and puffing. Then you put a mask on me. Holy cow. I'm surprised they didn't have to wheel me out of there. This is ridiculous. You can go to Walmart. You can be around 600-700 people in Walmart. You can't go to the gym and be around people. You have to be socially distanced. But being in Walmart doesn't matter. They don't want you to go out and vote in person because it runs the risk of coronavirus, but you can protest, you can riot, and you can go to Walmart, you can do anything. You can't go to a movie theater yet, which would be the easiest place to social distance. Listen, the last couple times I've been to a movie theater here in my town, you didn't have any choice but to social distance because you were one of maybe two or three couples or families in that theater. So, yeah, where is the rhyme or reason on this, Whitmer? There is none, and that's why people are so pissed off. Don't tell us you're going by science and facts because the science and facts, A, are wrong, and B, they're constantly changing. You refuse to change, though. And this isn't just Governor Whitmer. This is the Nevada governor. This is the California governor. This is Washington, Oregon, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, New York, you name it. If you have a Democratic governor, your state is screwed. Unfortunately, I do because the people in my state are an idiot. So in my state, we have coronavirus restrictions. You can't go here. You can't go here. You can't congregate in a large source here. Now, we have Triple E, which sounds like a horrible WWE wrestler, but, you know, that's what we're going with here in Michigan. Yeah, okay. Cosmic Dreamers in the background screaming. It also sounds like a bad battery style. Triple A, triple E, double A, C. You got a triple E battery there? Yeah. So the state of Michigan has got triple E from mosquitoes. Okay. Here in Michigan tonight, it's going to get down to 20 degrees or 27 degrees, I think, where I am. Unless you live in the lower third of this state, you're not going to be above freezing. Mosquitoes are done. It's just like murder hornets. It's just like impeachment. It's just like whatever else they're trying to scare us with. It's not working. I'm tired of the fear-mongering. Please, stop. I understand 2020 is just a ridiculous year. But you're making it worse and you're making yourself look bad. And the news is just eating this up left and right. Oh my gosh, yeah, this is horrible. This is horrible. Triple E's here. Oh my gosh, we're going to get a Jimmy Superfly Snuka figure four leg lock and an atomic elbow all at once. This is the fear campaign that we are dealing with today. Moving on, we're going to talk about, the wildfires. The wildfires seem to be drowning out or dying down a little bit. Here in Michigan, it was crazy. I was really skeptical that the smoke from that was going to come over this far west or east from the west. But I got to tell you, we had some of the most amazing sunsets here in Michigan because the smoke just created a haze over the sky all day. There wasn't a cloud in the sky, but the smoke gave us a haze. And when the sun started going down, you could look right at it. It was just a big ball of gas. But, you know, what really bothers me is how many people, and listen, I have a guy at work that has been talking to this huge liberal. He's a Bernie fan. And he said his next hope for president is AOC. Yes, that AOC. That tells you how whacked in the head this guy is. But he's up with Gavin Newsom that Trump is responsible for these fires, that climate change is responsible for these fires. Really? Because if you haven't managed the forest, Trump is right. When these trees fall, as they dry up, they're kindling. And that's all that's on the ground in these forests. I've talked to a lot of residents of California that go hiking in the woods, and they said that's all that's on the ground. California forest management is non-existent. It doesn't happen. I mean, honestly, how many times do we have to have wildfires every year before we realize that this is not the problem of global warming, climate change? It's not. I mean, at first we're gonna just totally blame it on PG&E, which is probably right, but they're not gonna blame all these arsonists that they've caught. Everybody's seen the video of that lady that found that guy trying to light a fire on her property. She had him on the ground at gunpoint until the police came. The four Antifa members that are being charged with arson, I heard rumors that they let him go. They found an unexploded Molotov cocktail that was in the forest that was meant to start a fire. You don't think that this was man-made? This isn't climate change. There is no way this is climate change. Is the climate changing? Yes. But you know why? One thing I've talked about many, many times, and not enough people are getting it through their heads, is that the sun controls the majority of our climate. Right now, we are in a solar minimum. However, we're coming out of that solar minimum. We are seeing more and more sunspot activity. On top of that, the magnetic field is changing. So that's changing weather patterns. Right now, we have five named storms in the Atlantic and the Gulf. How many hurricanes have hit the U.S.? It's not Trump's fault. As much as they want to blame Trump, and you are a freaking idiot, you're a low-life idiot if you actually take the bait and believe Trump is responsible for these fires. You have no soul. You have no brain in your head. You should be ashamed of yourself. This is not Trump's fault. This is the work of arsonists. I'm going to tell you, you're never going to hear it, but the truth is, it's from arsonists. You do not catch this many people trying to start fires and not claim that it's arson. It's funny how these fires stop at the borders, though. They don't go into Canada. They don't go into Mexico. But they go way up and they go way over. Go figure. The climate is changing. But you know what? The earth and the sun is changing. I've mentioned it many, many times. It is the epitome of absolute self-righteousness for us as humans to believe we can change the climate this fast and this much. We can't. It's impossible. This planet is resilient. Trust me, if this planet feels threatened by us, guess what happens? This planet kills us off. That's how it works. If it's not, if the main life source on this planet is not helping the planet in any way, shape, or form, it'll kill it off. So on that happy note, we're going to take a quick break. We are going to come back, and we are going to talk paranormal. There's things happening in outer space, things happening in Jersey. I want to play for you a clip of a Bigfoot encounter, or possible Bigfoot encounter, with audio. And who knows what else we'll talk about. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back.
This is Harvey Gott, and I'm the host of Satire Is Not Dead. Join me every Wednesday for new episodes. Satire Is Not Dead is in the Cinescape Media Network. You can learn more about this program and other programs by visiting cinescape.media.
When you lose your time, you think it will be enough. In a cage of your life, someday it will make you love. I can't deny that I would find a way to fight. My innocence is my defense.
Okay, it's been a pretty busy week in the paranormal. Let's start with the New Jersey UFO sighting. Some of you may or may not have seen this, but there's numerous videos of what looks to be an amazing UFO over New Jersey. It literally stopped cars on the highway. There are people videoing this UFO dead stopped on the highway. I mean, the highway came to a complete stop. It was definitive proof that we are being visited by beings from another planet until you realize it was the Goodyear blimp. And I have gone round and round and round with ufologists saying that is not the same thing that was saw by many, many people in New Jersey. The problem is the videos that I'm seeing are showing the exact same thing. If you look at this video, yes, from a distance, it looks like a saucer-shaped craft. It looks like it has a big light in the middle. When you zoom in on this craft, you can almost see it say Goodyear. I mean, I don't know what else you have to, what proof you need. And this is my whole problem with the paranormal community in general, is there are people so hell-bent on proving that UFOs, aliens, ghosts, cryptids exist, that they will take any bit of evidence and just go with it. No matter if that evidence is debunked, they're going to have a way of saying, nope, that isn't it. That wasn't the video. This is the video. And it's the same damn thing. The video, some of you, my paranormal fans, may have seen the video of the Gettysburg ghosts that are running across the road. First time I saw that, I'm like, that is a smudge on the windshield. Really? But there are so many paranormal investigators, ghost hunters, that is definitive proof of ghosts. Look at that. That's running across. Funny how it moves with the camera. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that there's a smudge on the windshield that is being picked up by the camera. And as the camera moves, it picks it up, looks like a transparent figure that's running across the road. They don't take into account the jerky movements back and forth, back and forth. It's like, what am I doing? Am I going to cross the road? What am I doing? Do I cross the road? What do I do? Am I going to get shot? Am I going to do? What am I doing? And then it just goes away because the smear or the smudge on the windshield is out of frame at that point. I love the paranormal. I absolutely love the paranormal. I believe in the paranormal. But there are way too many ufologists, paranormal investigator, cryptid hunters that will take the slightest bit of evidence, no matter how horrible that evidence is, and say that's definitive proof. And if you try to tell them that that is not proof, there is a paranormal investigator that I'm not going to name his name, initials RW. That's all I'm going to say. He is on Facebook, and I follow him because we used to camp in that area. He used to be a car salesman in his spare time there, and I followed him. But he has been posting these ghost videos that he supposedly is taking, and it's, what do you think of this? Is this an orb? Is this an actual orb? And you look, and it's an out-of-focus piece of dust. That's all it is. And it is so infuriating because you tell him this. I said, hey, RW, what you're seeing is just an out-of-focus piece of dust floating through the screen. It's funny how somebody walked by and all of a sudden, there it goes, it's following. No, that means the ghost was following that person. No, it means that the camera light, the infrared light, picked up on this little itty bitty piece of dust and turned it into a giant circle. And then he has pictures of, what do you think? This is a full-bodied apparition. No, that's matrixing. I love the paranormal. I really, 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 truly do. But it's just so infuriating. And I want to believe as much, and I want the definitive proof as much as anybody, but I'm one of those that you are going to have to, it's going to have to really, truly convince me, especially nowadays. It's so easy to fake anything. UFOs, 90% of the UFO sightings are really drones. If they're not drones, they're untested, uncatalogued military craft. It literally is like 0.01 that I have ever seen that I would say, that's pretty impressive. The thing is, though, all it takes is that 0.01. You could have a trillion UFO sightings, and everyone but one could be identified as something terrestrial. But that one means that there is something out there, right? All it takes is one, just like ghosts, just like cryptids. But the problem is there are so many people in the paranormal field that want it to be true, and they will take anything, regardless of how ridiculous it looks, and say, that's definitive proof. You know, when I was running PRISM, the Paranormal Research and Investigative Society of Michigan, I always told my investigators, you go in to any investigation as a skeptic. You go in looking for ways to debunk whatever you're catching, whatever, any sound you're hearing, any EVP, any light, any full-body apparition, you look for a way to debunk that. In 95 to 99% of the time, you will find a reason why that happened, what that noise was, what that EVP was, that full-body apparition. It might have been your shadow and a car drove by. You always go and find the skeptical route on there. You don't jump into, oh my gosh, I just saw a ghost, it's a ghost, it's a ghost, it's a ghost, until you exhaust all other avenues. And in the paranormal field today, nobody does that. There are very, very, very few people. And listen, these videos where you're seeing that quote-unquote orb, you put it on YouTube, you get 1,000, 5,000 hits, you know, hey, you might make a little money off of that. So it is in the best interest of these paranormal investigators to claim that they're seeing ghosts. But if you're really investigating and you're really truly wanting to get to the bottom of this, you're going to say, no, that's a piece of dust. That's a bug. I have never, ever, 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 ever seen an orb, like a piece of dust orb that just floats by the screen, that I would say, yep, that is definitely a ghost. That is definitely a spirit. They don't exist. They don't exist. But now, let's move to the planet Venus. Everybody's thinking the next place to find life outside of the planet Earth is Mars. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we may have found alien life in all places, Venus. Venus we think of as a hot, gaseous, greenhouse-like planet. Well, there is a gaseous cloud around the planet Venus, and it consists of phosphine, or PH3. It's called phosphine gas. It is a colorless and explosive gas that smells of garlic or decaying fish. Sign me up on a trip to Venus, because that sounds like a great time. On Earth, phosphine is naturally produced by decomposing organic matter in microbes in animal guts, which lived in an oxygen-poor environment like swamps and bogs. So what do we make of the detection of phosphine molecules floating about 31 miles above the surface of Venus? Now, if phosphine exists around Venus, then the logical conclusion is that Venus at one time must have supported organic life. So at one time, did Venus support life? Did it have life? Or was it blasted onto the planet via asteroid, comet? I mean, honestly, how many, really, do we go and we've never really visited Venus? I think it was 1976, maybe. The Russians visited it, and the capsule or the module lasted, about 2 minutes before it collapsed because of the pressures. So, I mean, this, honestly, is the biggest chance of life outside of Earth. Here's my issue. You have microscopic, essentially bacterial life that they're calling life, possible alien life on Venus. In America, we don't call a baby that's just been born life. Tells you how screwed up we are in this country. You can go and find microscopic potential life on another planet, but you have a fully formed human being that there are people that say it's all right to end its life. Because it's really not a life yet until it has consciousness and it knows what it's doing. Okay. Makes no sense to me. All right, what I want to do now, I want to play for you. I had a listener send me a link. He says, Tom, I found this on YouTube, and it looks pretty credible. And what it is it's two younger kids, I wouldn't call them kids, young men, hiking on their property and in the dark, and they start hearing noises. Now, I don't know the legitimacy of this. I can't verify its authenticity. However, I will tell you that these young adults seem genuinely afraid. And the noise you're hearing, it's kind of eerie. So what I want to do is I want to play this clip for you. It's about 5 minutes long, and there's going to be music in the background. So please disregard whoever uploaded the music for effect. But it's called A Real Scary Bigfoot. And again, this is about 5 minutes long, so I want to play it for you, and then I'll give you my thoughts. So listen to this. Let me know what you think.
It's hard to tell with the wind, but it almost sounded like something definitely made some kind of noises over there. So we're gonna check it out. Occasionally snowmobilers come through here. But other than that, it's pretty remote. This is an abandoned train bridge.
You can hear something in the background.
Okay. I almost kind of don't want to go back over there.
They're walking in snow, that's what you're hearing.
Yeah, my brother said he heard some weird things. But that's pretty weird. I've never heard a grizzly bear sound like that before. You got like chills going down your spine?
Yup.
I hope the camera got that. Technically, this train bridge is trespassing, so no one comes by here anymore. Why we come here late at night, search for animals, stuff like that. But there's no people back here.
Here's my issue on that, is there's tire tracks going right through there. I don't know how true that statement is. So right now they're just walking forward, they're shining their flashlight, trying to figure out what this noise is.
That Oh, baby. Okay, I don't even want to go. I don't even want to. What the hell was that? Dude, fuck this.
This will have some language in it, so
you got your
I
knife?
Warn you.
What the fuck is that? That's the deer tracks. Oh, Joe, you hear like a rabbit get killed?
They yeah. Pretty... That was too loud, though.
Too far to turn back?
Yeah.
We can turn back, really? Shh. I should have got my fucking rifle. Now people think I'm night hunting. Holy shit. Alright, let's keep going.
It's kind of weird.
Fucking spooky shit, dude. I'm only giving it like maybe 5 more minutes. So we're walking.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of the woods, about half an hour from my house. I only got a knife, but that's not gonna stop the fucking grizzly bear or whatever this is. Yeah. It's coming from up there. I don't even know if I want to. We'll see what it is, but at the same time, it's like, I mean, this is like something fucking unknown.
Let's be safe how long we're out here, because I think there's a storm coming. It's getting real windy.
Alright.
Okay. Go. That's pretty loud. That's close.
Now they're getting scared.
Oh, go! Oh, it's coming! It's coming! Oh crap! Wait! Don't wait! Go! Wait! Holy! I think I saw it! Go! 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 Oh crap! Wait, where's?
Okay, we're far enough away. Let's just fucking go, dude. Fuck that. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Yep.
So, regardless if that was faked or not, I thought they did a pretty good job. Either that was... And listen, at the end, when they started running away and that the one kid was running ahead of the other one and the other guy was behind him, he was screaming. That was fear. That young adult had actual fear in his voice. I'm not convinced that this isn't real. A lot of people commented on it and said, oh, that's fake. Good acting, but fake. I don't know. That there was some genuine fear involved in that. And that noise, you know, at first I'm thinking coyote, but yeah, the coyotes don't make that sound. There were a couple times in there I'm thinking, no, that's not a coyote. I don't know what that is. So, for those of you that are into the Bigfoot, into the cryptids, let me know what you think that is. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. What? Really? Breaking news here on the Paranormal Patriot. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has died at the age of 87. It's never fun to have anyone pass on. I send my condolences to the family of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The battle begins now. This election has just taken a huge turn for the future of this country. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a total radical-leaning leftist judge who didn't rule by the rule of law. She ruled by her opinion. And now, if Donald Trump comes in or gets elected again, that will give the conservatives an overwhelming majority on the Supreme Court. This just upped the ante for the election. It is more important now that we elect Donald Trump into office for a second term, because now he has a chance to completely change the future of this country. Completely change it. By appointing another conservative, very conservative, rules by law judge. Not rules by your opinion. Not rules by what you think the law should be. Rules by the law. We have a chance to do that. Again, my condolences go out to the family of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. May she rest in peace. Now the work begins, people. Get out there. Get Donald Trump elected again. Change the course of history in America. Okay, lastly, we all know, if you've been listening to this show for a while, you know my infatuation with Black Eyed Kids. We'll talk about that here coming up in October. However, you also know my infatuation with these strange sounds in the sky. I have a couple of audio clips of sounds that I found on the internet that I want you to hear. You may have heard, because honestly, I'm listening to these sounds, and these sounds sound the same. They sound like a lot of the other strange sounds that I've heard in the sky. I don't know what they are. Doesn't mean that I know any better what they are. I want you to listen to these and tell me what you think these are. I don't know where these are coming from. It doesn't say it, but the first one I know is from either a Spanish-speaking country or South American country because of the language and the way the architecture is and the way the people look. But in this video, you can definitely hear, and it sounds like really loud. And the people are just looking around going, that's, and they're pointing up to the sky. So it's coming from the sky. Listen to this and tell me what you think. No idea what that noise was. I think it was a camera or phone. There's a picture of a guy now in the video pointing up in the sky, shrugging his shoulders. Now it starts getting pissed. Listen to this. He's almost plugging his ears right now. It's so loud. If you've listened to any of my past shows about trumpets in the sky, you have heard that noise before, that metallic grating noise. I have no idea what that is. Nobody can tell me what it is. A lot of people are speculating that it's caused by the magnetic field changing. At this point, that is as good of an explanation as I have. But listen to this one. Again, I have no idea where it is. It doesn't matter because something strange is being heard in the sky. It almost sounds Arabic, the language. The video is panning over the ocean. Clear blue sky. I don't know what they're saying, but you can tell that they are confused and they have no idea what they're hearing, and as well as me too. It almost sounded like a female, in a way, moaning. I that's the only way I can describe it. That's a new one. That one I haven't heard, but you can almost feel as you're listening to it, it envelop you. Can you imagine if you were there listening to this? You're panning over the ocean. It's a clear blue sky. And you have this noise coming at you from above. You're going to think it's the end of the world. And it's 2020. Who the hell knows? It may be. So I'm going to play for you one more. This one's going to be a little long, but it is, if you've ever seen a sci-fi movie where UFOs are coming in to attack us, this is what it reminds me of, and it's very, very unnerving. I listened to this for the first time the other day, and I'm like, it didn't sit well with me because it just felt like we were, that it just rumbled and went through the core of my body that I shouldn't be hearing this. And again, I don't know where this was filmed. I don't know where this was recorded, but you can actually hear people in the background, and it almost sounds like they're really excited. So listen to this and let me know what you think. It's that low droning that gets me. The cameraman is running around trying to find the source of where this noise is coming from. Tell me that doesn't sound like a UFO. Again, the camera is pointed to the sky. He doesn't have any idea where that noise is coming from, but it's coming from the sky. That is the one thing about all these videos that is consistent, is every shot is pointed at the sky because that's where the noise is coming from. I have a ton of new listeners. Let me know your theory on this. I'm curious. I would love to hear my listeners' theory as to what they think this noise could be, because I have no idea. It almost sounds apocalyptic. My theory, and I've put it out, and this is the theory I propose, is we are the layers of dimensions. They're multiple dimensions, and they're thinning. And what we're seeing and what we're hearing is the occupants of another dimension crossing over into this. I mean, look at all of the videos and all the still pictures of the quote-unquote sky cities, the cities in the sky. And a lot of people are saying, nope, those are just mirages. But like in China, you don't have cities where there would be a mirage. They don't match up with any of the cities that picture or that video was showing. Is there another dimension that is starting to come through into our own? It's 2020, everybody. Why would that surprise you? At this point in 2020, I would not be surprised if the inhabitants of the inner earth came out of their inner earth zone and tried to take back the surface. It's 2020. Who the hell knows what's going to happen? We have 3.5 more months of this. Who knows what 2021 is going to show? But regardless, whatever these noises are, I don't think they're natural. I really, truly don't. Because if they were, you'd hear them only in certain spots. I've heard a lot of different people say, well, that's just the wind coming through the valley. Okay, why are we having pictures in neighborhoods, in suburban zones, in the mountains, along shorelines, in inner cities? Why? There's no rhyme or reason. Something is going on. Nobody's investigating this. Why? I don't know. This, to me, would be the biggest story in the history of mankind, but we choose to disregard it. I don't know. Let me know what you think. Again, if you are a longtime listener of this show, please let me know. If you're a new listener of this show, please let me know what you think. What did you think of the Bigfoot story or the Bigfoot audio? What did you think of all of the noises in the sky? I'm really curious as to what you think of those because I'm looking for theories. And I need all of my listeners' help on this because, hey, I have some of the smartest listeners in the podcast universe. So let's take advantage of that. Shoot me your theories. GhostSeeker4@charter.net. Again, GhostSeeker4@charter.net. All right, that'll be the show this week. Thank you so much for listening. We are now going into October and the paranormal. Thank you for listening this week. My name is Tom Velasquez, and you have been listening to the Paranormal Patriot.
Told me to have faith that could return.